Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 30. Can you hear the wisdom within? Listening to your intuition and enhancing your inner coach. Hi, I wanted to talk to you today about how we can listen to that intuition, that gut instinct, and that inner coach even more, and how we can enhance that voice within, that wisdom. I think it can be all too easy for us to have that self-doubt and not trust in that voice when it comes, or that gut instinct that you feel. And we look for answers outside of ourselves, unsure of what to do, the next steps to take, and what's meant for us. I know I've done it all too many times where I'm seeking for answers outside of myself, or seeking for answers to come. And intuition can at times be up and down depending on how we're feeling. So sometimes if there's a lot going on, if you're feeling a bit more stressed or anxious or overwhelmed, then we often lose that inner voice a little bit, that wisdom and intuition. But it's always there, it always makes its return as well, but it's allowing ourselves that space to get that clarity and to be able to listen to that inner coach and follow the wisdom shared. And I know many times I've been unsure about something, unsure on what to do. And again, I'm asking advice from others, and other people can have different opinions as well. If we ask more than one person, often there are different opinions. So it can just make things sometimes even more confusing. And whilst I love being able to speak to loved ones and gain that support and talk things out and get that other voice to bounce things off, it's so helpful to also have that inner coach within that has a voice that's getting a bit stronger, that we know deep down in our gut is what's for us, or what the answer is, or what to do and how to move forwards. Quite often if people share something with me and they're unsure about something, I will often ask them to, you know, pick heads or tails, and I'll get a coin out. One side is heads, one side is tails on a decision you're unsure about, what you want or what you want to do, whatever it might be. It's funny because you ask someone to place one on heads and tails, and the minute that you flick that coin up in the air, the person always knows the answer. And I did this with a friend recently, and just as I was about to flick it up in the air, she was like, "No, wait, what if it's..." And then started laughing, and I said, "Yeah." I said, "What were you going to say?" And she was like, "What if it's not the answer I wanted?" And I said, "See, you always know. We always know. We always have that gut instinct and intuition and idea of what we want to do. Sometimes the decision might feel a bit scary, or sometimes we might feel that if we make a decision, we're missing out on the other option as well, for example. Whatever it might be, but there's often something behind it that isn't allowing that clarity so much, or for us to just make a decision and move on. So that's a really good trick if you're unsure on something, to use the coin trick. And you can use it with friends and loved ones as well. It really does help. So how can we begin to enhance that wisdom and inner coach that we have within? Because as I mentioned, it's so powerful having that inner coach. And if at any time we're wanting that bit of wisdom, we can just listen and just ask ourselves, what do I need? What do I want? What's the answer for moving forwards? As I mentioned, we always have that knowing within, and it's so important to listen to that intuition and trust in that guide and trust in that wisdom. I often think that magical things can happen when we begin to follow our intuition a bit more and listen to what's coming to us and what is meant for us. And the more we listen to our intuition, the stronger, louder, bigger it gets. So that only supports us even further. So So if you're in a time where you don't feel like your intuition is as loud at the moment, and or there's a lot going on, or perhaps you don't feel like you've had that intuition too much, or not being able to trust in that intuition too much, perhaps it's just been a natural habit from the beginning to ask others and to follow what other people suggest and recommend. This will help give you ways to begin to listen to your own voice a little bit more. So some of the ways that you can help to grow and enhance your own intuition is to allow ourselves that time for you, for quiet time, for quietening the mind, for quietening the body, for giving that peace and that space. When we allow that quiet time, that's when clarity can come so much more. Quite often for me, I know it'll be when I'm in the shower or when I'm driving or some situation where I can't write things down, which isn't very handy. But it's always sometime when we're just lost in thought, when we're just doing something that's mundane and everyday and we're lost in thought, and sometimes those answers come to us. We're not sitting, scrolling or looking at something else. We're just doing something that is just zoning out, like having a shower, doing the dishes, driving, things like that. So making time for that space and that time for you, it's important in so many ways for well-being, but also to enhance your intuition as well, to enhance that the inner guide that you have within that has so much wisdom. So whether that be meditation, going out for a walk, relaxing in the bath, just any moment that you enjoy taking and doing, but that's going to help create that space for you and your mind. It's also really beneficial to take time for creativity. So things like mindful colouring, for example, or painting, making something, putting something together, anything that's quite creative, that again gets that side of the brain working more creatively and allowing that intuition, that voice to get louder. So having fun and play wherever you can, whether that be playing games, heading out and having some fun, like going on the swings, embracing the park when you're there with a loved one, chasing a relative or dog, having a play around and bringing some fun into moments, again, just helps us switch off, zone out and bring in that inner voice, that inner wisdom. Getting out in nature can again be so beneficial for the soul. That chance to just switch off. So if you can, just keeping your phone tucked in your pocket or at home if you're not going far from home. And just being out and enjoying it, going for a walk, just taking in the views, taking in what's around you, just having that time out in nature. And as mentioned, that self-care. So all of these things just begin to help you to enhance that intuition, enhance that gut instinct, enhance that inner coach you have within, and beginning to ask yourself more questions, beginning to ask that inner coach more. Again, because the more we're working that muscle and that inner coach, the more we're getting them working, the more they're going to work instinctively anyway. They know they're being listened to. So the more we listen to the intuition, the more it's going to grow. So perhaps asking yourself if you're unsure of a decision, or do I want to do something? You know, asking yourself the question, what decision do I want to make? What do I want to do here? Whatever the question might be, just asking yourself those questions and just listening to the answer. Even if nothing comes at first, you've planted a seed. And then quite often when we're allowing that quiet time or that fun and that play, that creativity, whatever it might be, sometimes the answers just then come. And sometimes they just come flowing. You need that pen and paper that you don't have or can't have in that moment. I always think though that if anything's important, it will stay. It will remember it. But you can always grab a pen and paper afterwards and just get down your thoughts, get down your ideas, get down anything that comes from that voice within. So asking yourself questions, asking that inner coach questions, asking your gut instinct, like what does my gut say about this situation? How do I feel? Just, you know, even closing your eyes and just putting a hand on your tummy and just asking your gut instinct, what do I feel? What do I want to do? What's the answer here? Listening to the answers, journaling where you can, journaling's so powerful. But yeah, I wanted to bring that reminder to trust in yourself and to trust in your own wisdom, because you have it there. We all have it there. We all have such wisdom within. And only we truly know the answers. Only we truly know what we want to do, what we want to achieve, what's going to be best for us. You know those answers, and you know them better than anyone else because you're with yourself 24/7. So I want to just bring that reminder to trust in yourself, to trust in your inner voice, because you do have that wisdom within. So taking that time to get quiet, to listen to your gut, to trust in your intuition. And yeah, it's only going to grow. So trust in, you know, if someone pops into your mind, just reaching out to them, for example, or whatever it might be, trust in that feeling that you get. Does someone else feel a certain way? Do I need to check in with someone else? And I love that. The amount of times where I've had friends mention and say, oh, you're being spooky again, because I've just messaged suddenly and asked how they were or asked how a particular situation was, something that was going on for them. They've shared how it was just very relevant at that time and needed to get it off their chest. Our intuition really is so powerful when we connect to it and when we trust in it. So whether this is relevant right now to the fact that maybe you feel like you want some answers and some guidance, and it's going to help to listen to that inner coach and enhance that intuition, or whether this is something that you don't often practice and it's really good to begin to start doing, to begin to put into practice that trust in your own voice and wisdom within. Thank you for joining me here today. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I hope it continues to be helpful for you. It's one of those things that when we begin to follow, we begin to see the benefits and reap the rewards more and more. So I hope it really helps in many ways. Have a great week. I hope you are enjoying this month, the fun and festivities in any way that you can. It's a great time to bring in fun and play and to embrace the season wherever you can and however you can. And I'll catch up with you again soon.